Now, what does it mean? This is the question which obviously arises. What does the jewel in the lotus mean? Not only that, but why does it occur, as the title of this evening's lecture? What is the connection between this famous phrase, this famous formula, this famous mantra, the jewel in the lotus, and the parables and the myths and the symbols of the White Lotus Sutra with which we are concerned in this series? Now, the first of these questions, what does it mean? This is obviously the most important, but we shall be dealing with it just a little later on. The phrase itself occurs as the title of the lecture this evening for a definite reason. It occurs because tonight we're dealing with another parable of the White Lotus Sutra, and the meaning of that parable happens to be identical with the meaning of this particular formula, this particular mantra, the jewel in the lotus. And there's another reason also for using this mantra as our title. As I've already said, Om Mani Padme Hum, or Om the Jewel in the Lotus Hum, is what is technically called a mantra. Now, what is a mantra? There's quite a lot of misunderstanding on this subject. Sometimes mantra is translated as mystic phrase, but that doesn't help us very much. If we look at the traditional etymology of the term mantra, we find that the word is split up into two parts, man, which means mind, and tra, which is a verb meaning to protect. So the traditional etymology, what Gunther calls the symbolical etymology, not the scientific one, makes the word mean that which protects the mind. Because the recitation of the mantra, as it were, protects, not only protects, but helps, develops, matures the mind of the person reciting it, meditating upon its meaning. Scientifically speaking, in strict philological terms, the word mantra comes from a verb meaning to call. To call out, even, or to call down, or in other words, to invoke. So a mantra is a word or words used to call up or call down, or simply to call, to invoke dormant spiritual forces within our own minds. And in a sense, the mantras, not only Om Mani Padme Hum, but other mantras too, are the names of these forces, the names given to these forces, these spiritual forces, dormant spiritual forces within our own minds. And these forces in the Buddhist tradition are personified, not sort of artificially, but they naturally, spontaneously assume what we may describe as these archetypal forms, forms of Buddhas, forms of bodhisattvas, forms of guardian deities, forms of dharkas and dharkinis, and so on. And there are many different mantras. Each of these archetypal forms of Buddhas and bodhisattvas, each of these archetypal forms has its or his or her own mantra. Every single one, every Buddha, every bodhisattva, Dharmapala, and so on. So we may say that the form, the shape, if you like, in which the Buddha or the bodhisattva appears, the figure, represents the shape symbol, as we may call it, of the spiritual energy concerned. And the mantra represents its corresponding sound symbol. Now all these forms, all these figures, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and so on, have a colour, a definite colour assigned to them by tradition. Some, for instance, are brilliant red, others are deep blue, others are pure white, others are a beautiful green. And colour, as we know, is a form of light. So we could call the shape symbol also a light symbol. And we could therefore speak not only of shape symbols and sound symbols, but of light symbols and sound symbols. Now this particular mantra with which we are concerned, Om Mani Padme Hum, is the mantra of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. And Avalokiteshvara is perhaps the most famous of all the great Bodhisattvas. He's worshipped, meditated upon, invoked, not only in Tibet, but throughout the Mahayana Buddhist world. And is even worshipped here and there in Theravada Ceylon. Now, coming back to the White Lotus Sutra, we discover that in this work, there's one whole chapter devoted to the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. So we may even say that Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, is one of the symbols of the Mahayana in this sutra. So we shall be dealing tonight with this Avalokiteshvara chapter, as well as with the parable that I've already mentioned. And it's for this reason that the title of the Jewel in the Lotus, which is Avalokiteshvara's mantra, has been given to tonight's lecture. So we can see at once that our material this week is somewhat more varied, not to say miscellaneous, than usual. But it all ultimately centers on this one basic theme of the jewel in the lotus.